It sounds like Irma's legacy in Florida will be the extent of her reach as opposed to her punch, although damage in parts of the state is still unknown. Let's go to Fort Myers on the West Coast. Mayor Randall Henderson, how did you fare?
Right now, the assessment is that we have isolated serious flooding across Fort Myers and on the perimeter. We are addressing that as best we can. We have downed trees, downed power lines. We have energy companies mobilizing and ready to dispatch. We have some electricity around homes, and citizens are easing back into their homes, and they can do so safely.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, listen, Fort Myers there, often called the gateway to southwest Florida, you're about 40 miles north of Naples, and heavily dependent on tourism. How was that a factor, you know, as you tried to shelter everybody?
Well, some tourists were able to leave, and for that good judgment, we thank them and credit them. They're welcome here anytime, but this was an urgent situation. Others were provided for through a number of shelters around the region, including City of Fort Myers and Lee County, and I'm told we're safely held up in those places. We're easing back now into homes and other places, and trying to do that as safely as possible.
Everybody's just assessing things, but it feels as if, you know, we saw the videos of what the winds were like at the height of the storm in Fort Myers there. I'm sure you wouldn't want anybody out on the streets when that was happening.
Right.
They would not have survived. But are you worried that because the storm did not unleash as much as it could have, that people will not take it seriously the next time?
My expectation is in future events like this, they will continue to take it serious. We have an intense focus on preservation of life, safety, and welfare, and I think we did pretty good on that, if not great. And nothing about this is convenient. The preservation of life is the chief focus.
Mayor Henderson, there in Fort Myers, Florida, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's go south to Naples. Ed Laudiste is vice principal at North Naples Middle School, which became a shelter that he helped run. Ed, Naples, battered but not broken?
It's amazing that I have not been able to leave yet. I don't even know what my house looks like and whatnot, but for the preliminary reports I'm getting from our Bureau of Emergency Management is that we've been more fortunate than we could ever expect. I also can't say enough about some of the residents. We did house people from the community. Overall, Collier County has a little over 15,000 people, and we had about 600 here at this organization. And at the end, when our power went out and our generator went out, guy came up to me, "Mister, I got a generator. You want me to plug in some fans?" So we did the best we could to keep people cool and all that, but it was a real example of different levels and echelons of our community coming together and just getting through.
Look, I'm just wondering about the fear here, because you all watched Harvey.
Right.
Irma took forever, and
yes,
we knew she was going to be a monster storm. What was sort of the emotional temperature of the room?
I got to tell you, it was really pretty calm. We did dinners and stuff in an orderly fashion. We explained what to expect, you know, and at some point the PA system would be down. At that point, the National Guard was assisting us with making sure we had communications, because we have a multiple building facility here, so they weren't just in one location. So at one point, you know, you can't go outside. So thanks to the National Guard and a lot of other people, we were able to communicate not only beforehand, but at times, because we're a pet-friendly place, is one of the things we did during the eye was allow people to kind of get out for a few minutes, let the dogs, you know, stretch their legs and stuff like that. But fortunately, we were able to clear out the shelter. People are now checking their houses and where they live, and we do have a couple interesting people here. We had a World War II vet, and we got him back home. We have a family from Venezuela that was here on vacation, and the hotel shut down. They wound up here. We're working to try to get them. Their next stop for their vacation is St. Petersburg, so we're trying to get them a hotel so they can get situated on the road up that way.
Well, I'm not sure if you know, but you know, there's flooding up north. Jacksonville saw record-setting flooding today from Irma.
Okay. I don't have any intel on anything on account of the fact I've lost all forms of communication. As a matter of fact, this is the first phone call that has gone through.
Yeah, well, that sounds like it's going to be the biggest challenge, feeling your way.
Right. Well, you know, people are out of harm's way. You can replace stuff. You can't replace people.
Hey, Ed, how did this happen? You're an assistant principal. You're sounding like a Red Cross official. I mean, how did you suddenly get anointed?
You know, I go all the way back to Boy Scouts, be prepared to, you know, just be good to people, and you wind up landing on your feet.
Listen, Ed, I'm going to let you go since your phone just started working again, and let you talk to family and stuff. That's Ed Laudice, a history teacher, assistant principal at North Naples Middle School, which became a shelter last night. Ed, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Robin.